The shock of no longer being shocked. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. It's true what the president said after yesterday's shooting at the community college in Oregon.
The reporting is routine. My response here at this podium ends up being routine.
And he's right. Reporters ask the same questions.
Do you intend to bring gun control legislation back up?
I would love to bring it back up, but I can't do it till I have the votes.
And politicians give the same answers. Because the debate hasn't changed in all these years. It's politicians who blame the guns versus politicians who blame everything but the guns. We all agree it's a terrible thing. We send our thoughts and prayers. We all salute the ordinary people who step up and who become heroes. But I'm ashamed to admit that when I saw the bulletin, I didn't have the sense of shock I used to have. I felt sadness, but no surprise. And even worse, and I hate admitting this too, I couldn't feel outrage. Because what's the point of raging against what always turns out to be some form of craziness? The only hope of prevention is some sort of action on the part of the friends and family of the person who snaps. They have to connect the dots. The anger, the rants, the online postings, the collecting of weapons, and then do something. Otherwise, all that's left is to say to ourselves, well, at least it doesn't happen that often. Just like we said a few weeks ago and a few weeks before that, and we'll probably say a few weeks from now. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.